Back in the mid-90s, it seemed the days of the local independent bookstore were numbered as megastores like Borders moved into towns and cities across the country. The tension was played out in the romantic comedy film You've Got Mail, starring Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, in which the owner of a charming little bookstore fights to stay alive after a big national chain moves in just blocks away.
You with your theme park, multi-level, homogenize the world, mochaccino land. You've deluded yourself into thinking that you're some sort of benefactor bringing books to the masses. But no one will ever remember you.
And today, it's not a local store closing its doors. It's the Borders chain itself, as Borders begins to liquidate all of its stores, including its largest location at Downtown Crossing. While plenty of independent shops in the area were pushed out along the way, some did find a way to survive, like Brookline Booksmith in Coolidge Corner. We spoke to the manager there, Dana Brigham, and asked her why she thinks Borders ultimately went under.
They've overexpanded and made some pretty big mistakes as far as their business model, and the writing has been on the wall for quite some time.
What was the biggest mistake?
I think that when they had their online business go to Amazon instead of developing their own web presence, a la most of the indies and certainly Barnes & Noble, that was a big mistake. And then, in my opinion, when they began filling their corporate officer spaces with people with no experience in bookselling or publishing, bookselling is just not any kind of retail, so that probably didn't do them any good.
Do you find a certain irony in this? 10 or 15 years ago, the conversation was all about how the megastores, like Borders, would put all the local independent bookstores out of business. And now here you are, still standing while Borders closes.
It is ironic, although there too I am not surprised, because the love affair with bigger is better and everything you ever buy at a big store is cheaper was bound to fail. And eventually, people came to understand again, I think, that less is more, and a curated, distilled selection of books in a community bookstore that gives back to the community has a lot more mileage than a cookie-cutter type store. The perception that they have every book you'd ever want is, it ain't necessarily so.
So you think you're able to survive while a big organization like Borders wasn't because you know how to cater, you know how to connect to the community?
Really, I do feel that. You know, our core mission has always been based in the community and in customer service. One of our mottos is every customer should have a better than expected experience, and we'll do everything we can to make that happen. Back in the day when we had eight superstores, super bookstores open within a 5-mile radius of us in the early 90s. We compared ourselves to a tugboat as opposed to an ocean liner, in that these mega chains, to make a change, have to turn about quite slowly, whereas we're the little tugboat that can sort of reinvent, focus, be nimble, and keep reinventing ourselves as needed to serve our customers and our community.
Borders is closing, but the other big megastore, Barnes & Noble's, is still in business. However, some people may remember that the Barnes & Noble across the street from you in Coolidge Corner did close, and I wonder how that store, in its presence and then disappearance, affected your business.
Yes, they were there for 15 years, and we went from good, healthy growth to pretty flat, almost no growth over the course of their first few years, and then in 95, Amazon came onto the scene. So it took us some years to sort of recalibrate, if you will. So when the Barnes & Noble closed December 08, not to wish anyone ill, but we were not displeased, and it has helped a great deal.
Talk about e-books. How big a threat do they pose to you now, and how are you dealing with that?
Well, we sell e-books. We sell Google editions on our website. However, there is a burgeoning business in the e-book world that is happening much more quickly than anyone anticipated, I think. So it's definitely having an effect. It's not an uncommon thing for us to spend time with a customer or see them browsing one of our great suggested book tables and then have them order it on their phone. So that's pretty painful.
Will it ever get easy being a local bookstore, or have you accepted that there'll always be a fight in one way or another and that it's going to be more like surviving?
Yes, there's a a saying that we've used for the past some number of years, probably 15 at least, surviving is the new thriving. And it's never been easy. It's not an easy business ever. It's complicated, low margins, but I think we're used to reinventing and keeping on keeping on, and that's what we're planning to do. The store will be 50 this October, so we're looking for another 50.
Dana Brigham, store manager at the Brookline Booksmith in Coolidge Corner. Thanks a lot for speaking to 90.9 WBUR, and good luck on that next 50.
Thank you.